speaking of music and all things with that, we got to jump into our album review this week. We're joined by Colette in the studio. How are you guys?
Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Of course. So what album did you decide to review for us?
I reviewed But Here We Are by Foo Fighters.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so what was the whole vibe of the album? Because I know Foo Fighters have been doing really, really well lately.
Yeah, the vibe was very much... It was a lot sadder than I thought it would be, for sure.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which surprised me. But then I thought about it and I was like, well, he's going through the death of his drummer, Taylor Hawkins, last year. And then also there was a song about his mom passing away, too.
Oh, wow.
It was a very heavy album, very all about emotions and stuff. But the lyrics were so good. A lot of the songs were just amazing, and I thought it was a really good listen.
Ooh, nice. That's awesome. So what were some of your favorite songs on the album?
My favorite song is The Glass, probably.
Ooh, yeah. That's awesome. Any other standout songs or moments for you?
I liked The Teacher, too, or Under You, which is one of the most popular ones on here. I thought that one was really good, too. The lyrics were just amazing.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I know we've been seeing a lot from the Foo Fighters lately, so this is pretty cool that we get to do a whole album review on them. And, of course, we're going to play you guys a song from the album. This is Under You by the Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters with Under You for our album review this week with Miss Colette. Colette, any other standout moments?
I just really loved how it was overall the very iconic Foo Fighters sound. You know, we know Dave Grohl. We love his vocals. And it was cool to hear his more emotional side to his lyrics and hear him really open up. And Under You is very high on the charts right now, which I think is really awesome for Foo Fighters. They've just been around for so long. Dave Grohl and himself has been around since Nirvana. It's like 30 years now.
Wow.
So that's awesome to see that they're still on the charts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're as iconic as Blink-182 is, and we've been hearing all that. So maybe this is going to be a revival of maybe, like, older rock bands coming back.
For sure. I definitely hope so. That song was so, so good. But if you really listen to the lyrics, they were, like, so emotional.
They were. They definitely were. It was kind of giving almost like how Blink was very in their emotional area. Maybe this is going to be Foo Fighters' next era, too. Maybe they just want to change up the sound.
For sure. I really like it, though.
Mm-hmm. I actually really like it, too. And I know we had Rescued was another really big song from the same album, which is really cool. So I think we're going to kind of get a little revival with all these older rock artists.
I hope so. But one thing I didn't love about this is their album cover is just a plain white screen. Like,
really?
Yeah.
There's no art?
Nothing. It's just plain white.
Basically just white. Yeah.
That's really odd.
Right. I was like, where's the effort in the album cover?
Yeah. They need to step up the album cover a little bit more. I totally agree. Well, thank you so much, Colette, for your album review. And